Okay, so if your patient has a CAU score of at least 8, the next question I ask is, do they consider themselves to be a moderate or heavy user of opioids? There are historically conversion scales for the number of grams of heroin people use a day to sort of quantify whether they're moderate, severe, light users. In the DC and Baltimore drug supply, everything is fentanyl. So I think trying to adjust to grams of heroin is probably implausible. That said, patients are actually seemingly pretty consistent at evaluating whether they are a moderate or a heavy user. You can ask them if you want sort of how much money they spend on maintaining or purchasing their required opioids a day. But I think it's fine just to ask them if they consider themselves to be a heavy user or a light or a moderate user. If they consider themselves a moderate or heavy user, I sort of come back to my CAUs. If their CAUs is at least 8 and they're a heavy user, I just start them on at least 8 milligrams of buprenorphine. Quick aside, I think I've probably discussed this before, but when I refer to buprenorphine dosages, I will always refer to only the buprenorphine component. So whether you use buprenorphine as a monotherapy or if you prefer buprenorphine in combination with naloxone, the dose is equivalent. So I will always just speak in terms of the buprenorphine, and you can generalize that to the combo product if that's your preference. So after the first 8 milligram dose in the emergency department for CAUs of 8, I usually watch the patient for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then I give a second dose of 8 milligrams pretty much no matter what. If their symptoms of withdrawal are completely resolved after 8 milligrams, the second dose sort of gives them a longer period without withdrawal symptoms in which to get to a follow-up appointment or to fill up their prescription. So you can give them the second dose, watch them for maybe 30 more minutes, and then sort of get them out the door with a prescription and ideally a referral to clinic or to a provider to continue their prescription. We will talk about how to prescribe and where they should go in just a few minutes, a few episodes. If they are not completely resolved, their symptoms are not completely resolved after an hour, redose them with 8 milligrams anyway. And then you can add adjuncts as needed, so antiemetics or anxiety medication is needed, and then reassess them in another 30 to 45 minutes. The onset of action for buprenorphine is usually about 15 minutes with a peak at 45 minutes. So you should have a pretty good idea of what effect you're going to see within an hour. After the second dose, check them again. If their symptoms are still not resolved, you can give a third dose of 8 milligrams. Most DC hospitals have a protocol that allows for at least up to 24 milligrams of buprenorphine as an ED loading dose. Some protocols go up to 32 milligrams. There are case reports that load safely up to like 80 milligrams. Really safe med to load in higher doses than you might think. But check your site, your hospital's specific protocols as to what the max is. But don't be worried about the sort of effects of those higher doses, particularly not with respiratory depression. If your patient has been maintained on buprenorphine in the past, it's reasonable to start them with the dose they've been maintained on, and then send them out with a prescription for what dose has been effective for them in the past. Personally, I've been starting people recently on a single 16 milligram loading dose, which has actually been going really well. There are some protocols. The California Bridge Protocol is sort of one of the big papers that has sort of pushed a lot of the high dose ED starts. They routinely load up to 32 milligrams of buprenorphine as a single dose in the ED with pretty good effect. So I think it's reasonable according to your comfort level and according to the patient in front of you and their previous experiences to start with these higher doses. These patients don't require a ton of like extensive cardiac monitoring. If patients are going to have sort of precipitated withdrawal, it's usually going to be within the first few minutes, and you're going to know that pretty quickly. If they do develop precipitated withdrawal, obviously changes a little bit their need for monitoring and interventions. But if they're doing fine, don't need to be on continuous pulse ox. you might say, this seems like a very high dose of opioids to not have a patient on a cardiac monitor or a pulse ox. With most opioids, you know, our big concern is obviously respiratory depression and over-sedation. Buprenorphine just doesn't have that same opioid effect as on respiratory depression. It just doesn't like hit the receptors that affect the medulla to cause respiratory depression. And there is a fairly low dose ceiling as far as how much respiratory depression buprenorphine causes. So causes similar amounts of respiratory depression at much lower doses as it does higher doses. And the amount of respiratory depression it causes is not clinically significant. It's not something that we're routinely having to intubate or intervene on. The cases of bad respiratory depression with buprenorphine are almost exclusively like diverted IV buprenorphine use sort of on the street with combination IV benzos. So if you're giving this patient sort of supervised sublingual dosing in the ED, respiratory depression is really not a big concern. Oh, I got very off screen. That was right though. No, I'm stopped. Okay. Hmm? Okay, someone walked over.